Jose Aiken is the manager of the North Peace Applied Research Association. She joins us on the line today. Jose, thank you very much. It's been a while since we talked to Napara. How are things going?
Things are going good here. It's looking like we're going to close up our farm shortly as we have concluded all of harvest, but we still have events and activities that we're going through for the rest of the year, and we're already anticipating and planning for next year.
Yeah, I was going to ask, lots of projects have happened in Napara. What are some of the highlights of 2024?
Of course, our biggest highlight is always our July tour. It's one of my favorite events. It's the farm's favorite event. It's a great way to showcase our farm. And yeah, that was a great event. Unfortunately, we did get rain for that day, but it ended up clearing off and being a beautiful evening. Other big events that we had, we did do our livestock workshop in September. And although it was on a weekend, it was overall a really good event, and we learned quite a bit, and it was great to see the working dogs in action.
Some of the events you said you were planning for next year already. What are some of the things on the radar for there?
Well, so far we have a couple events lined up for November that we're pretty excited about. One being we're working on planning a marketing event. Neil Blue will be coming up, and he's going to be kind of going through different marketing and economic sides of things when it comes to farming. And then additionally in November, we are planning a couple EFP workshops. EFPs can be used for applications for Sustainable Canadian Partnership funding, but also EFPs can be used now for the 2025 program requirements for AgriInvest. And then in December, we have the Western Canadian Conference of Soil Health and Grazing, which we partner with a lot of other associations for in Edmonton, and we're really excited for that big three-day event. And then when it comes into January, we're already planning for our annual Peace Agronomy Update.
Yeah, I was going to say, how good is the timing as far as these events are concerned, especially the ones in November when the harvest was kind of like the weather? It was a little bit of a yo-yo effect.
This marketing event will be kind of a great one because we have Neil Blue, who's a longtime specialist of this, and he's able to kind of give some insights of not only what has happened, but what's to come and what may be kind of how to anticipate things. It's kind of great to have him up because we always have him up for our PSAG update, and he will be coming up for the PSAG update as well. But for this kind of event, it's going to be a full-day event where he can just talk and talk, and I know lots of people can listen to him talk for a long time. So it's a good event in which he's able to actually fully go out, whereas something like the PSAG update, he usually only speaks for an hour or so.
How much anticipation are you looking forward to? Yes, it's sort of everybody's sort of in shutdown mode at this particular point with the harvest almost done, but how much are you looking forward to the fact that shutdown is happening and now you get ready for 2025?
Yeah, exactly. So as much as shutdown happens, we know the farmer brain doesn't really shut off. There's always things to do. So something like the marketing event can help people plan. The EFP clinic will allow those to kind of have some, that may have some downtime. I say may because we know how farmers are, to kind of complete their EFPs and then knowing that it's kind of completed and done with when it comes to AgriInvest. And when it comes to the other events that we have planned up, it's a kind of good way to get them set up and on the go so people can see about attending them.
Jose Aiken is the manager of the North Peace Applied Research Association. Jose, I appreciate this, and I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You bet. Take care.